Well, we have reached the end of the show, almost. We actually have our inbox left, and Counselor Jenny Coffey is here. Hey, Jenny.
Hi.
Good to have you. Okay, we were just talking before we started taping about how this is kind of a doozy. We have a little bit of, you know, there could be differing opinions on this, and so we're going to need some expertise.
Yes.
One of our female listeners says, I'm a single female, and while it's my desire to meet a man and be married to serve Christ together, I do not feel called to be a mother. I know others view it as selfish, as there are many out there who want to be mothers and can't be, but it is just not something I see for myself. But my main question is, how soon should I bring this up while dating? I don't want to get too far into the relationship and realize we have different views, nor do I want to raise it too soon and scare someone into thinking that I'm seeing myself married to them already.
Yes, I think this is a difficult one. The interesting word that jumps out to me is that she used the word called. Mm-hmm. So it says to me that she's thought about this a lot. This isn't just a flippant, well, I don't want to have kids because that sounds inconvenient. Mm-hmm. So I think the big question that I would bring up first before even saying when to bring this up in dating is for her to really examine what is that calling then? Because really a big part of dating is figuring out where you want to go with your life. Like, do your missions of life tend to line up together? Mm-hmm. And so a big part of it for me would be to say, is there something about your calling that you feel is, I don't want to say incongruent with motherhood, but you feel somehow that God is calling you to something that makes motherhood more difficult. So, for example, I have a couple clients who they're both medical doctors. They knew that there's plenty of missionaries that have children, but with the population that they see, they're kind of in the bush of Africa. They knew that it would probably be easier for them to reach the people and the populations they want to reach without putting children at risk. And so for them, it was a decision of saying they have more of that calling from the Lord to move in that direction. So to me, it might take some introspection or some therapy to work through. So what is that mission for you? Because then she can concretely bring that up in a dating relationship and say, well, I've thought about this for a long time and I've done a lot of work on figuring out what this is about. And this is why I feel that motherhood isn't necessarily in my future.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's good because I mean, I would also say she shouldn't just think of this, you know, she may be like 22 years old and being like, okay, this isn't in my future, but it doesn't mean that God may not change her heart down the road.
Right.
Now, granted, she doesn't want to then marry some guy who's like, well, absolutely not. Am I going to have kids? And then her heart changes.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that. Be open. God, you never know where God's going to direct you. And don't mm-hmm. just say, because I feel this way now, that, you know, God won't do anything with that. So, okay. So broaching the conversation while dating.
Yeah. So I would say, I think it's a delicate topic because, you know, I do a lot of premarital counseling and I'm always kind of surprised when couples come in and that hasn't really been discussed. So my personal opinion is that if one or the other is very staunchly opposed to something, I mean, we're talking, yes, of course, the Lord can do like changes in the heart, of course, always. But if somebody comes into it saying, I absolutely unequivocally know I don't want children, I would really struggle therapeutically to counsel them. Yes, then you should continue to get married. So when I look at dating relationships, especially Christian dating relationships, and I believe she mentioned that I think she's in her early 30s. It's like, okay, you're kind of in this place where you're moving towards, even if we don't call it courtship, it's a little bit more courtship related where they're kind of in the mindset of I'm not around to waste my time. You know, it's like, what are we doing? You know, are we committed or not? And so maybe not for second date, but I think it could be an easy way to segue into that mission thing that I talked about at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Here's where I see my life going. Here's what I feel the Lord has called for my life. And then seeing if those two things line up, because really that's what dating's all about. Like, mm-hmm. do you feel like these two mission or purposes that you feel God has called you to, do they seem to line up? And if not, do you feel like you can still walk that same path and grow together with those individual differences? So mm-hmm. I would say early doesn't have to be first or second date, but it's a rudder of the ship conversation. It could steer a lot of things one way or the other.
Yeah. And you would think that with two reasonable, you know, mature believers that the idea of their futures or just what they're passionate about
right.
will naturally bring this up. But I agree with you that, you know, this is not something where you want to be 2-3 months down the road exclusive with this person. And then all of a sudden, by the way, you know, so I think earlier rather than later is not only considerate, but just wise
yes.
in light of hearts being involved and stuff
yes,
like that.
Because this is absolutely a potential deal breaker
yeah,
for people.
For sure.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, good. Thanks so much for weighing in on
yeah,
that, for your wisdom.
You.
Awesome. Okay, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we will answer your question in the future. Of course, you can always go to boundless.org and search for any topic you're looking for some wisdom on, because we may or may not have answered it. So, in fact, we may have answered it. So check it out and see what you can find there. I will see you around next week, though. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.